This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:50 a.m., you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Chen Li. The local entertainment scene has slowly been coming back to life after 2 years of pandemic restrictions, which severely impacted businesses that depend on live shows and social gatherings like music bars or comedy clubs. As vaccination rates increased and COVID-19 infections were brought under control in the third quarter of last year, many entertainment businesses were allowed to reopen doors, albeit with various SOPs in place.
And today, Malaysia begins its transition to the endemic phase, with many restrictions removed and replaced with a more relaxed set of SOPs and guidelines. And because it's also April Fool's Day, what better time to check in with the comedy scene in Malaysia? So for some perspective on how entertainment businesses are adapting to endemic COVID, is laughter ripping again in comedy venues around the country?
So to answer this question, we have on the line Rizal Van Gezel, comedian and co-founder of the Crack House Comedy Club, one of the country's longest running full-time comedy clubs. Rizal, good morning. Always good to have you. Let's start off with a bit of a channel check. How is Crack House Comedy Club doing? Have live shows returned and is attendance back to pre-pandemic levels?
The live shows have started again since last year. And it's been a good response so far. And we've had to cut down our capacity from 120 to 35 people maximum in audience and attendance. And so far, it's been it's been somewhat healthy. We've had to readjust our business model to sort of suit having lesser people. But where there is sort of a disadvantage on the financial side, there is an advantage to this on the creative side. Having lesser people means that comedians have to be a bit more sharper, a lot more interesting. Basically, they have to level up on their game. But yeah, it's been it's nice to still have support from the local community, people coming out and supporting local acts.
Yeah, Rizal, one of the big winners of the pandemic, if there was ever one, was the streaming services, right? Netflix especially. And we've seen how Malaysian comedians like Kevin Jay and Harith Iskandar and Jason Leong, they've all had Netflix specials. How have those done? I mean, I'm sure you've got some kind of knowledge, but in terms of their downloads or views.
Yeah, I'm actually on Netflix as well. Did you guys know?
We'll check it out later.
I'm on the end credits of
nice.
One of the three specials. I'm not going to tell you which one because I'm afraid, you know, you might not be fans of them. I'm so sorry. Could you repeat it again, please?
Yeah, you know, how is Jason Leong's Netflix special done? How is Harith's, you know, Netflix special done? Kevin Jay also was quite funny in his special. How have those done in terms of downloads and views? And, you know, does Netflix even tell you how good they've done?
Well, I don't think they have to tell us how good they've done. I think it's pretty apparent that they are thriving very well. And in fact, if, you know, they are more our competitors than anything else that is available. Live streaming, digital platforms for any sort of entertainment on the digital platform where you can stay at home. So these people are, these sort of things are our competitors. We want people to come out and sit in an intimate room and enjoy a live performance where things you will not experience if you watch it on YouTube or Netflix or any sort of other live streaming platforms, right? But they are generally, I guess, hand in hand. I mean, people are exposed to more stand-up comedy now because of the live streaming and Netflix and such and so forth. So people can come but I tell them that it's hard to make a comparison because when you're sitting there and watching a show live, it is very much different than watching it on your laptop or on your TV. So
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think personally, I want to be one of the few physically present as well. But one of the things that the pandemic did was, you know, obviously the whole online streaming thing and YouTube as well. That's kept the profile of the comedians, you know, truly and properly in the limelight. I mean, Douglas Lim's YouTube channel did really well. I just want to ask you in terms of the flavor of Malaysian comedy, will it remain politically slanted? Has it become more, you know, more surrealistic? Just, you know, what's your sense of comedy in Malaysia? How is it evolving?
It is actually pretty cool that after 8 years of being in operation, we can still see people coming out and watching live comedy for the first time in their lives. And I mean, it is still fun to see that. I think we are a lot more open-minded and open-hearted when it comes to telling jokes on stage in a comedy club setting, people are more accepting. People are more acceptable of it all. However, doing comedy online is a totally different system or a totally different format of how you deliver jokes. Like, you cannot judge Douglas Lim as a comedian by all his videos online. Honestly, you cannot. If you come and watch him live, and you see, because when you're live, you are everything. You are then the editor, you are the talent, you are the sound man, you are the script writer, you are pretty much everything, all in one. Whereas if you do a video, there's a lot of editing and you can add effects in and such and so forth. But yeah, to really catch the feel of how comedy is being used and how it's accepted, you really got to see it live. Coincidentally, Douglas is performing at Crack House next weekend on
tickets. Oh, is he? What day?
Friday and Saturday.
Great.
Okay, so now that we're moving into or transitioning into endemicity, is there still confusion when it comes to SOPs and how it's being implemented? Is there any difficulty in getting clarity?
There is always been difficulty getting clarity back then. And even now, apparently there are no more detailed SOPs for live events as of today. As I have been searching, because I'm always trying to be on the safe side. I don't want to step on anyone's toes, you know. So, but I haven't gotten anything, no detailed SOPs whatsoever. In fact, the only thing I got was a pamphlet that still says that we have to maintain 1 meter social distance. So it's kind of a contradictory to lifting the limited capacity, but then saying that you still have to maintain 1 meter distance.
Mm.
We're not going to go back in full swing like as we were in 2019 and earlier. We can't do that because I think it's a bit irresponsible. And also, I think we are going to increase capacity by a very small margin. And obviously, we're going to make sure that it is still, you know, we've kept ventilated, sanitized. We're still going to pretty much run the same as we have been from before, except now that we have the option of bringing in international acts from overseas as well.
Okay, so you're because I think International Acts was one of those that couldn't come during the pandemic. That was 2 years without their presence. Do you see them coming back now? Are you actually planning for International Acts to take the stage at Comedy Crack House Club again?
I have already been approached by a few comedians from the US, the UK and Australia, and they are all excited about being able to travel again. And some of them, they love performing at the Crack House to a KL crowd. So there has been interest already from comedians wanting to come in and perform in Kuala Lumpur. It's just that now we have to, because it's totally different now. Before, when we used to have absolutely 100% full capacity, we could, you know, cover their flights, their hotels, their transport, their meals, and give them somewhat of a nice token for their performance. But now things are going to be different now because of, you know, we're not going to have full capacity anymore. There will be testing, and there will be there's no more quarantine, right? So that's a good thing. But and then there's also the whole question of international artist permits. Mm. Even before pandemic, when we were able to pack in 120 people, the permits to get the international acts was unreasonably expensive, and that in the end, most of the chunk of money would go to them. Now, with the testing and the protocol, and then also the lesser in capacity, it's going to be a lot harder. So I'm actually right now, I'm reaching out to our friends in Puspal to see how they can work something out for us, because we are such a small scale business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're a shop lot. You know, we're not a theater or a banquet hall or a convention center. We're a very small shop lot. We're like a mom and pop. You know?
So challenges will still remain even though the economy is reopening. But, you know, hang in there, Rizal. I think we'll get more people into your venues. Thank you so much for speaking to us. That was Rizal Van Gezel, comedian and co-founder of Crack House Comedy Club, one of the country's longest running full-time comedy clubs, talking to us about some of the optimism that we're feeling, but also the many challenges that remain. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.